Solo voy con mi pena. Sola va mi condena.
Now it's our problem. Now it's our problem. Now all of a sudden the computer's our problem. Maybe if you guys hadn't broke so late, there wouldn't be no computer problem.
What's the problem?
We got a problem here?
Some technical issues, that's all.
Everything okay now?
Well, we'll find out soon.
Oh, we're going to find out. We're going to find out right now. Stop the show. Stop the show. Stop the show.
I don't think they can.
Colin, is that you in there?
Computer issues, Colin. Yes.
Are you doing all right?
I am. The computer's not.
What's wrong with the computer?
It just froze.
Usually we think Ronnie's lying when he says that, and it's Ronnie made a mistake. So it really did freeze?
Your silence is deafening.
It just came back. I'm being 100% honest.
Okay.
And what's your problem, figures? You sitting around here set tripping for?
Right.
I'm set tripping.
Well, you're hanging out on the corner here. Go back to your stoop.
I'm just wrapping up some work in here.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, I got something for you to wrap up.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, I do.
I take it.
I got something for you to take and wrap up. Take all the way back to freaking Knob Hill.
Sheesh.
Woo. All right. Is everybody?
Yeah, Colin's got the look of Ronnie.
Does he?
We know
that
look.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Are we okay?
And then he would whisper in our ears, guys, keep talking. I'm having issues.
One time, like, everything broke, and I was like, what's going on? And he said, like, five words that were all, like, none of them fit together. Like, I want feed. I was like, what?
It was like the Matrix. Not like this. Not like this. There was one time we did have to talk for, like, 40 minutes straight. Ronnie's computer had malfunctioned to a point. It's melted.
That was a rough day.
That was a rough day.
Now that the Dodgers have won the championship, though, everything's supposed to be back. Okay, we're going to attempt to start the show again. None of this counts.
Let's see.
Colin, are you feeling good?
I'm ready. We're going to start it again. I'm sorry.
Kevin, you want to set trip out of here? I seen it. Don't you roll up my set like that. I saw you roll it up and then point it down. I saw what you did in your dance. In your dance of violence. All right, let's do it, Colin. Yeah!
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. That's how I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena.
Reality does not conform to the ideal, but confirms it.
There he is. Going it out. AM570 LA Sports. Petros and Money. Flex alert here an hour early because UCLA basketball is upon us. We'll be off at 5:30, so a 3.5 hour show. UCLA basketball versus Cal at 6. So here and out 50 minutes early because they broke late. Computer froze.
Yeah, they froze our computer. What were they doing, Vic? What the hell do they think they're doing with their own time slot?
A techno-wacky glitch, man.
That's exactly right. A techno-wacky glitch, man.
Is
exactly what
word?
It was.
That's the breakdown.
Anytime you see a serious Brian Blackmore in there without giving us the double middle fingers and screwing around means something is really wrong.
I got two for you, too, Blackmore.
Exactly right.
All right, progress. Progress right here. Right there.
Hey,
I got two for you.
It's a good thing I'm here today. If there's any issues. You know, I'm happy to come down. Let me know if you need me. I'd be happy to come in and get a look at it.
I got the red phone here.
What's going on, Colin? Okay. Well, maybe just hit that thing there and reboot it. Let's see what happens. All right, here we go.
We do have a great day and great sports talk on this Crunchy Groovin' Thursday
talk.
For you. It is a Crunchy Groovin' Thursday. We are feeling crunchy with some great guests, including the brand new introduced Crunchy as hell.
Great sports talk.
Out of John Carroll. He loves great sports talk, but he also loves widespread panic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crunchy now.
Yeah.
So crunchy. Get crunchy.
Brandon Staley, former Rams DC, meteoric rise to the head coach of the Chargers. Very coveted job, and he is the man that got it. Hired by our friend Tom Telesco, who will join us tomorrow, the GM of the Los Angeles Chargers. Full disclosure, Matt is the voice of the Chargers.
Chargers!
And we will have Brandon Staley on in the very next segment for our inaugural interview with him as the head coach of your Los Angeles Chargers. Games to be heard on 98.7. Matt Money Smith, Shannon Farron, and Daniel Jeremiah. So we're looking forward to that.
Very next segment.
And then in our 4 o'clock hour, right before the Lakers tip off against the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
LeBron James.
He's out there, but he's not joining our show. He doesn't do radio. James Worthy, our friend from Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Who does do radio.
Sponsored here, is going to join us at 4 o'clock. James Worthy, who is definitely worthy of our attention whenever
yeah.
he calls the show.
That's how you do it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Those are the two guests today, and our schedule is as such. No news is usually good news, Vic, when it comes to these Pac-12 games or right. any of these college basketball games. I think there was like something like 11 top 20 matchups last night, 25, and 7 of them got canceled. Some horrible number like that. So a rough patch to be certain for the NCAA, but does it look, and USC's been canceled against Stanford tonight, or postponed, I should say. Postponed, I should say, for all those games. Correct.
Don't know what that means for Saturday in UCLA-Stanford.
Because it's USC who has a problemo.
Sounds like, yeah, it's on the Trojan side of things.
They were very vague. They just said COVID inside of our program.
Vagary?
USC said COVID inside of our program.
USC, yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have let him in.
Where?
Knocked on that door. Who is it? COVID. Hey, come on in.
Oh, you shouldn't let him. Yeah.
Well, let him in.
When COVID comes knocking at the door, you should close it.
I think this is the second time since Thanksgiving that USC basketball has had to
All right. Well,
stop.
You don't have to wag your okay. puto around like it's
that's,
some
and
kind
and
of.
That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah.
Wasn't I'm just he kind saying, of like gloating?
Well, I'm
that's
just.
What it sounds like.
Yeah.
UCLA's had a couple of postponements, but there were issues with Long Beach State, and there were issues with a
Oregon.
Ref.
Yeah, the referees up at Oregon.
Right.
Here's the quote from USC. Today's game against Stanford is officially postponed due to a suspected COVID-related issue within our program.
Okay.
We Ooh. Suspect Ooh. That it's COVID.
Ooh. Let's investigate and see what happens.
Get to the bottom of this right? COVID. Suspecting. We're suspecting COVID.
But UCLA Cal on.
Well, I don't know.
As
case.
It stands right
yeah,
now.
We're good to go. I talked to somebody at UCLA, and we are green light. We are
green
good.
Light.
You've got the green light.
Yeah.
So Mick Cronin and the UCLA basketball team take on Cal and the Golden Bears tonight. Tip off at 6 right here on AM 570. That means we are on, as you can tell, a flex alert.
Flex alert.
Oh, no. Kate's just sprinting. Kate's just sprinted from the studio. I feel as though the request you were about to plant has not been watered and will not spring from the fertile soil of the other studio.
I don't see how that could be the case, Matt, because I ripened that fruit. Okay. And I knew when that fruit was ripe right here at the beginning of the show, because we are on the aforementioned flex alert,
right?
That I would be the one to pick that fruit when that fruit was ripe. And I did communicate this very, very clearly throughout the day with Mr. Cates.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then perhaps I was wrong.
Perhaps.
Because I see Tim Cates in that studio right there. Looking at peace. As though he is at peace. Not hunched over with his hands on his thighs.
Prefontaine celebrating a birthday this month. Okay. The other day, we were... Vic, are you there?
Yeah. I'm feeling you guys.
Okay. The other day, you know, the Petros and Money Show... By the way, you brush your teeth this morning?
Yes.
Yeah! Cates is calling BS. That's not cool, Cates. No, that's not cool.
Come on now.
Brush your teeth. Now, first of all, I just want to say that I did get a couple of texts first that said, hey, lay off, Vic. You a-holes. And then I got a few other texts that were like, you know, I'm a so-and-so, this and that. Now that I'm working from home, pandemic, I'm an afternoon brusher like Vic.
Wow.
I got a few of those.
That is,
I understand that.
I don't. I'm going to be honest with you, Vic. I don't.
I just...
That's the first time you brush your teeth in the morning in, what, 8 months?
Well, I don't think that's fair to say.
I think
I'm goggling a lot, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And all I want to say
that's
is...
That's a great non-answer, by the way, Vic.
Yeah.
I'm goggling.
Yeah, well, that was how he got through it last time.
Right.
But I'll say once again, I can't believe it. I can't believe their cheek. Some people wake up...
And be like...
And don't even brush their teeth. Just
come on now.
All right.
All right.
So, Vic, because, you know, because you are so immersed in the culture of the Far East, that's fair to say, right?
The Far East is a term that a little bit of an anachronism.
Okay, I don't want to say that.
Exactly.
Okay, so...
That's why I'm here.
So of the world?
Of
you're
the
a man
world.
Of the world?
Okay, fair enough.
You're a man of the world.
Let's go global.
All right.
You're a man
I
of the world.
I feel global. Absolutely. We got to all be global.
Fine. The other day...
Can we say Pacific Rim?
Absolutely.
I think that's fair.
Let's go.
Other than the time in Austin, which is on a river. All right. So the other day, we were going through some Korean titles, which we love to do on the show. Love Korean titles.
Oh, I love
titles.
That. Love that shtick.
We do it all the time. It's not a shtick. It's very important to us.
That's
but
big,
I think that's a little bit of an anachronism.
radio shtick is an anachronism.
So, a little bit.
Pejorative, really, if you want to get brass tacked.
Yeah, to me, it's a reductive. But
well, shtick is not evergreen. You're saying shtick is not an evergreen state.
We take great offense to that, okay?
Maybe in the city of Jews.
We are in the city of Jews. Rick.
City of Jews. Okay. The other day, we were going through some Korean titles, and one of them struck Matt so hard that he got excited. And then it struck me that, you know, from now on, or both of us, from these flex alerts, we could just use that Korean title and steal it and call the flex alert something different.
Oh.
Are you up for that?
I'd love to hear it.
Well, it's the name of a Korean show.
Oh.
And we just took the name, and it's going to be what we call the flex alert from now on, because we got a lot coming up with the Clippers East Coast trip, right? And I used a Japanese song in honor of you.
Oh,
as opposed
to
a Korean song.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, you kind of punked me there, but, you know, with the Far East comment, but.
Not really.
But no, just, well, you look, I mean, you're not going to tell me how to feel? Not going to tell me
no,
how to feel?
I will not do that.
Well, this is free. Vic, this is it for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kate's built it. Did Bob do some work on it? Hopeful Music at noon. That's our new show on Flex Alert Days. Hopeful Music at noon.
Hopeful Music at noon. Hopeful Music at noon.
And since it's not noon, I figured the music didn't have to be Korean or hopeful.
Right.
Definitely not hopeful.
I think you should give it a chance.
This does not inspire hope in me.
I'm getting good vibes from this.
You are?
Give it a chance.
Yes.
It's the great Carmen Maki, a great singer. There you go, Vic.
Oh, yes.
Does Colin like it?
Old school.
You like that, Colin? Like that Asian flavor?
Oh, I love it.
This is very traditional.
That's us.
Very traditional. Old school. A little depressing, but it's okay.
Hopeful Music at noon. Let's be honest, having hope is depressing because we're all going to die.
I think that's what you just said. You're all going to die. I'm going to stab you in the throat.
Vic, you understand a bit of Japanese. I don't believe those are the lyrics.
How dare you use it in
anachronism.
They're
not the lyrics.
It's time to die.
I am not from the Far East.
But it has a very depressing vibe to it. But if you must see, you must see through it. And really get to the spirit of the song.
We'll play it one more time on the way out.
I really like it, though.
Thank you, Vic. It's for you. Thank you for being a friend, Vic.
Much appreciated. I love that. Yeah, it's very old school Japanese.
Well, we can mix up the music, but today, Hopeful Music at noon. Brandon Staley will join us next.
Hopeful Music at noon. Hopeful Music at noon.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
Boston fans suck.
Boston sucks, motherfucker.
No, I was gonna say, heavy is the head that wears the crown, but that too. For two decades, Los Angeles has made us
number one,
the king of LA sports talk.
My bets in LA.
Beloved. From Dan Patrick to Colin Cowherd.
We're happy to have you with us.
From Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet to Petros and Money.
We were expected to win and we did.
So thank you.
They got a great depth of talent.
LA's best sports talk is AM 570 LA Sports.
Same singer from Hopeful Music at Noon. Well, turn it up if you want to rock out, please. Sometimes I feel Carmen
Mackey. Jefferson Airplane-ish.
A long way from home.
I'll get behind this.
Not wrong. Long way from home.
I can definitely get behind this.
Turn it up.
It's a sweet lick, too. Listen to that.
Hopeful Music at Noon, ladies and gentlemen. Petros and Money Show. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. We hope you're doing well. We are not gameless tonight. We got UCLA versus Cal. Do you know who's saying, sometimes I feel like a motherless child, which is an old, what they call Negro spiritual? Richie Havens. And he sang it in the form of a song called Freedom that he made up on the spot at Woodstock because he was the first performer, right? And they needed some time, I think, to get the Dead on stage or something. And they were like, stretch it out, man. And so he started playing.
Not a tight ship they were running up.
No, no. And you could actually find.
Not a loosey-goosey.
If we're still waiting for Coach Staley as he's on a tight ship, and he's excited, though, to be interviewed by the voice of the Bolts. I know that. Coach Brandon Staley.
Georgia. I don't know that. I'm glad us. You do. But I don't know that.
Oh, I know for sure. Like, oh, there's a new voice of the Bolts I'm going to talk to? Oh, okay. We don't have to do it. But we'll do it after we're done with it. But we are very excited to talk to the head coach of the Chargers. Press conference today, announced not long ago. Right at 3 o'clock, the Rams announced that they hired their D coordinator. I mean, right at noon, 3 o'clock Eastern. Coincidence?
I think not.
But either way, Matt, times are changing in Los Angeles under the lightning bolt.
Joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, a coaching career that started in the shadow of Fermilab at Northern Illinois, a circuitous route from his playing days at Dayton and then to Eastern PA and Mercyhurst. All over the place. St. Thomas, John Carroll. Of course, we know the connection with Tom Telesco, who joins us every single week and will join us tomorrow. Bears, Broncos, Rams D coordinator last year, the number one defense in all the NFL, and now his first opportunity as a head coach in the National Football League for the Los Angeles Chargers. It is there. New head coach just introduced today and joining us on the Petros and Money Show for the first time, Brandon Staley. Coach, thanks for taking the time out. Congratulations. How are you?
Thanks a lot, guys. No, excited. It's been a great day so far. You know, my family being able to get down to Costa Mesa and meet, you know, all the people that make this team special. So it's been an awesome day so far.
Costa Mesa is a city that'll change you. did you? Oh, I mean, it's an impactful city. Has the day been, or the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, been everything you thought it would be? Obviously, people get into coaching and they think about what's at the top of the profession. That's where you are. A lot of people wanted this job. How's it been the last few days, just personally for you?
I think energizing, Petros. You know, I think that, you know, you always have a vision of what it may be like when you become a head coach. But I think it's far exceeded my expectations. You know, number one, I feel ready. I feel prepared. And it's just energizing. All the new people that you get to meet, being able to talk to your players, being able to talk to former players that have meant so much to the Chargers, being able to meet people within the organization. And then, you know, you're already competing, you know, competing for coaches around the league to put together, you know, an incredible staff. So, you know, you're just trying to take advantage of every moment in the day. But it's definitely been energizing.
I know it's a cliche, Coach, but, you know, sprint versus marathon, you want to get those hires right. But like you said, I mean, it's it's competition, and you're getting blocked at some spots. Other guys are getting scooped up. What is kind of your time frame, and how important is it to kind of expedite you getting your staff settled here?
You know what, I think what the NFL is doing a good job is you know, they've, you know, allowed you to go through a process that's thorough. Now, that process, you know, sometimes can be sped up by the timing of things, but at least there's process and protocols in place for you to be able to meet people and see if it aligns with your vision for how to play. And I think, you know, we're already off to a really, really good start, and we're competing like crazy. And I think that, you know, that's what we want to do, is be able to, you know, take the time to be able to handle this process with care, because these are such important decisions, so that the men and the women that get in front of our players every day, you know, are truly special. You know, and I think that we're off to a really great start, and I'm excited to keep that process going.
Coach, the you know, a lot of casual fans know the term Shanahan system, but I don't know if they quite know what it means. It seems to be the offense that everybody's talking about. Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, of course, in the NFC Championship game coming up on Sunday with it. Is that kind of an offense that you're thinking about? And can you share with us kind of what that means, or how Justin Herbert operates in an offense, in your vision for how he would operate in a particular offense?
Yeah, I think people, you know, want to associate labels, you know, and certainly there's, I think, people that, you know, are at the top of the profession. I think that certainly, you know, Kyle, you know, has built something, you know, in this league that people respect. And, you know, there are a lot of coaches that have elements of his system, you know, throughout. But I think just like any team, no matter what side of the ball, you know, you have to shape a system for your people. And if you don't have the flexibility and agility to do that, then you're just going to be like everybody else. And that's not what we want to be with the Chargers. We want to have something unique that fits our players uniquely. And certainly at the forefront of that is our quarterback. You know, Justin is a unique player. He's not like other players, you know, so we have to make sure that we create something that brings out the best in him. And, you know, we have a vision for how we want to play on all three phases. And I think that's the secret in the NFL, is can you create something that truly complements its, you know, one another? Because people use that term and then their team doesn't look anything like it. And that's what we're going to try and do is to create a team that complements one another, and that we create an offense specifically for Justin that brings out all the gifts that he has. And, you know, I'm excited to do that.
It is interesting to talk complementary football, especially with this team, because they had so many struggles on special teams this past season. And it's very interesting, Coach, that you bring up that balance, because he got to be the most important player, at least one of them on the West Coast in the world of football. But how careful do you have to be not to concentrate so much on the quarterback and build the entire football team? Maybe not so hard for a guy with a defensive mentality like yourself.
Yeah, I think Petros, you bring up a great point. I think that's why there's some unique defensive coaches in the history of the game that have outstanding track records with young quarterbacks. You know, Petros, guys that, like, you know, mean a lot to me, that I, you know, have really studied a lot, that I've tried to incorporate into my game. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Tony Dungy, a Bill Belichick, you know, Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh. Those guys are all defensive coaches that, you know, have coached or are coaching young quarterbacks. You know, you can take a look at McDermott and Buffalo. And I think that there's a double education that a defensive coach can give a young player at that position, where he has this education on the offensive side of the ball, but you can engage him and sort of take his game even further by being able to teach him what's happening on the other side in a really intimate way, and being able to help your offensive coaching staff and help him, you know, really engineer game plans that are specific to take advantage of who we have and what we do. And I think that's what I'm so excited about. But I think myself playing quarterback, and that being the position that I played in college, I think what you understand quickly is that one player can't do it alone in football, that this is a team game. You guys know that. Some people forget that this isn't basketball, you know, that 11 guys are on the field, 22 at the same time, and this is the ultimate team game, and they say that because it's true. And what we have to do is we have to create a team of teams around Justin Herbert for him to be able to be the player that he's capable of being. And that means, you know, being able to put an offensive line and running game, utilizing our weapons in the passing game, using all five eligibles, attacking people with, you know, personnel groupings and tempo, and utilizing all the things that we plan on utilizing to, you know, truly bring out the best in not only Justin, but all of our guys. And I'm excited to do that and to get these coaches here to create something really unique for our players.
You know, other than the great Matt Smith, we had another Charger broadcaster, Daniel Jeremiah, on the other day, and we were talking about coming from smaller schools and guys getting looks from smaller schools, maybe when they weren't in the past. And he made up an interesting point about how that's where a lot of player development and innovation is coming from in the sport these days, because there's less time concentrated on recruiting. You're not traveling all around and overly focused on getting athletes in the door. At the NFL level, where you're coaching the Aaron Donalds of the world, is there still a lot of player development going on? What's the balance with that under your regime?
Yeah, Petros, I think player development is at the hallmark of any good NFL team, any college team, any high school team. Football is a developmental game, Petros. As you know, you can't just pick up and play football to be good at it. I can't just go to the YMCA and fire up 500 jump shots. You know, you can't do that in football. You have to play football to be good at it. It requires you putting on shoulder pads and helmets and playing against other people. You know, so the fact is that you don't get to practice football nearly as much as other sports. And so what you have to be able to do is outline a vision for how to take a player's game and improve it. You know, and what that does sometimes is it takes time. You know, sometimes it happens for people right away. Sometimes it takes longer. You know, and I think that I was coaching a guy this year, Darius Williams, who no one had ever heard of. And, you know, he's a Pro Bowl caliber player and did not play a snap for 3 years in the NFL. You know, but I use that as an example because I think at the hallmark of teams that I've been a part of, whether it's NFL or college, we've been able to take players and improve their games so that they can be meaningful contributors. And I think, you know, with the Chargers, that's going to be something that is paramount to our success. And the way you get that done is you bring in really talented teachers, Petros, that are really good at teaching the game. And then you bring in players with makeup that really are invested in improving their game. And that's going to be something that we're working hard towards each and every day.
Brandon Staley with us, new head coach of the Chargers. We are your home of the Chargers. We hear the name, and over the last, I don't know, maybe 3 years, it seems like John Carroll has gotten a lot of run in NFL conversation. And, of course, we know it because Tom Telesco, he joins us every week, general manager of the Chargers. You spent a few years there as a defensive coordinator, as a secondary coach as well, two different stints. What is it about that? Is there something about that place that I don't know, what can you point to as to why there has been some considerable success in the NFL from that particular small school?
I think the hallmark of that school, it doesn't matter if you're a player, coach, or just a student at that school, it requires character and capacity. It's a really competitive place. And I think that the people, if you've stepped foot on that campus, you know that it's different, that it's unique. And I think what we were trying to do at that place from just a football standpoint, the way we were competing, wouldn't make sense to a lot of people who weren't there. But, you know, we felt like we were in the NFL. Like, it was an NFL environment at John Carroll. All of our players would tell you that if you go and interview them, all of our coaches. We had like five coaches that are in the NFL now or, you know, in some capacity. And so, you know, it was a really competitive environment. And I think that the people that are excelling in this league kind of fit that description of character and capacity. And, you know, I know that it's a place that really shaped me and that I'm certainly proud to represent.
Well, we didn't see any sound bites about you talking about mauling people's lower extremities today. It is an interesting thing because the NFL, I mean, there's so much money involved now, and it's so such a beloved thing in on our borders and beyond globally. And it's just huge business. It is so serious. But it still is football, you know, guys running around trying to make plays with enthusiasm. You know, where's the balance for you, a head coach, between being a super serious guy with all the T's crossed and such and, you know, getting people to smile every once in a while?
Well, Petros, this is a kid's game. You know, we grew up playing it, loving it, doing it. for free and doing it all the time, doing it all day and night till the sun goes down. And you have to remind guys of that. And I think so much of life is balance, Petros, you know, the balance of serious and fun. And, you know, I think that you always have to have that no matter what you're doing, is that balance of urgency and enjoyment. And I think that, you know, certainly this is the most competitive sport to me that I'm aware of. And to be good at it, it requires so much of you, you know, and I think you know that covering it and being a former player. It requires so much of you. And because it requires so much of you, you also have to enjoy it. Because if not, you're not going to maximize where you can go. And so, you know, at the hallmark of our program here with the Chargers is going to be that balance of competition and relationships.
Did you, Coach, have you already kind of reached out? Do you feel like you have to even? Because it's a weird time, right? I don't know if guys can come into the facility. I don't know what the COVID protocols are, but kind of just your the first couple days since you've been hired, reaching out to all your players and kind of introducing yourself.
Yeah, I think if you guys know anything about me, if you've researched me at all, relationships are the reason why I'm here with my guys all over. And I think that, you know, the most energizing part of being a coach is being around your players. And I tell my wife all the time, I always feel better around the players, always. When I'm, you know, like on a vacation or something like that, I never quite feel the same, you know, because they bring out the best in me. That's just, you know, I'm just telling you the truth about me. And I think me being able to, you know, engage these guys, talk to Justin, to Joey, Derwin, Austin, Keenan, Mike, you know, Balaga, you know, I've been able to, you know, grab a lot of these guys. I've texted a lot of guys, and I told them in the press conference today, if I haven't gotten you, I'm going to. And then engaging some of our former guys. You know, I've talked to LT, I've talked to Merriman, I've talked to Dan Fouts. You know, I've got calls in to a lot of these guys, and it's important to me because, you know, the players, past and present, they're the only reason why any of us are here. And I'm going to make sure that they know how important they are to me. And so much of getting a program started is getting to know your people. And that process is underway, and can't wait to keep going at it.
I think the kicker's standing by the phone with both fingers crossed right now. Just
waiting. Oh, Badgley.
Thank you so much, Coach. We appreciate it. And definitely an exciting time for the Chargers with a new direction and a special young team, no doubt about it. We appreciate it, and good luck to you. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, guys. I look forward to doing it again soon.
All right. There he goes.
You know, Merriman had a hard time finding the phone. You know why?
Lights were out.
Yeah! Well, he's got my vote, Matt. I mean, this guy, he's the best.
I think we got a new record.
He's the best.
I think we got a new record.
Best coach I've ever interviewed.
I believe I counted 11 Petroses, and I think that eclipses the record of Jim Tracy, who I think had somewhere in the neighborhood of 9.
I'll tell you right now, Matt.
Now his Jim Tracy's delivery of Petro.
Yeah, that's different.
It was a different delivery.
Very Jim Herrick-like, too.
Yes, yes. But that was impressive.
I got to say.
He has no idea who I am.
No.
But at least he knows half of the show.
He knows you as the voice of the Chargers, and he was trying
It's possible that he's a football guy, so when they put the paper in front of him, he saw the word money. He's like, I'm not calling an effing grown man money. That's not happening.
But you're going to interview him like 3 times a week.
I'll figure it out sooner or later. You know what, Daniel? Let me tell you something. Which is only fair because Anthony Lynn would never acknowledge DJ for whatever reason, and it was always, let me tell you, money. So I deserve that. It was impressive.
I have to say, Matt, you know, it's January, off season in Greece. There's probably not 11 guys named Petros on Mykonos right now.
They got the Pelican.
Oh, well, yeah, you got the Pelican.
You got the Pelican. So perhaps they don't want to name him Petros because of the Pelican.
This is the aforementioned Richie Havens at Woodstock. Happy birthday, Richie Havens.
Happy birthday.
He died.
So he'd be a dead guy birthday.
Yeah, he would. You know,
he will not be, by the way, your dead guy birthday today.
Man.
Sorry.
You know, he played on an airplane that my father was on.
Is that right? Just stood up and started
everybody
playing.
Everybody was getting faded, and he started to sing, Turn It Up. I like that coach.
I do, too.
I've never liked a coach more.
I can see it.
To me, I mean, I haven't had a woman say that my name that many times.
Look, he doesn't have to win me over. I got no choice. You, however. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Stella James Worthy coming up at 4 p.m. Looking forward to our weekly conversations with Brandon Staley. Tom Telesco, the man that hired him, will join us tomorrow. As a matter of fact, talk about the decision, why Brandon Staley was the guy that came out ahead for perhaps the most desirable of the jobs in the head coaching cycle of the seven vacancies. That'll happen tomorrow. We got Three Things Thursday as well. When we return, I have a feeling there's going to be a new theme added to the Textosa Roundup that will find its way in our very next segment.
Petros and Money, Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Rogan and Rodney. LA's best sports talk is AM 570 LA Sports.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're off at 5:30. It's a flex alert, which is why we were on this hour. Because it's UCLA Cal, and we believe they have the green light. So says Tim Cates. The USC-Stanford game has been canceled or postponed because of COVID concerns. UCLA Cal, though, looks as though it will, in fact, tip off at 6 p.m., which means we'll be off at 5:30 for UCLA pregame. Big thank you to Brandon Staley. Join us in the last segment. Very excited talking to you. And we're excited talking to
him. You, the listeners.
If the listeners were called Petros, because he address them at least 10 times.
The listeners are called Petros because Petros means rock, the foundation of the Petros.
Are we going to call Petros the foundation?
We're going to call it a foundation.
The foundation.
Petros means rock. They are the foundation of the listenership. The rock. That's what he was referring to. I believe.
He knows his Greek. That's what you're saying.
Without a doubt.
Clearly.
John Carroll, Matt, NFL environment. Okay?
Right.
Matt, I got some textosos for you.
Sold out to Chevy.
Brought to you by the brand new 2021 Chevy Silverado, made with high-strength, roll-form steel for high-strength dependability. I imagine Kate's at home after the show in his house slippers. Well, see, Kate's has got a UCLA game tonight. So at 8:30, Kate's will be on his Comrex, used to be mine, in his house slippers at 8:30. And you can call him at 866-987-2570 to celebrate another Bruin victory, this one over Cal. And this guy's painting a picture for us.
Okay.
I imagine Kate's at home after the show in his house slippers with the UC and the LA on the right and left foot. He's wearing flannel Raider pajamas and his Brett Hundley NFL suit top up top with his Don Kukoc mask and an NRA fluorescent orange cap.
That's a good look.
How does Leslie do it, P? I think she loves it, dude. I think it's hard to keep her
on. She dictates terms.
He's like catnip.
She's like, hey, cut your hair this way. Mm-hmm. Shave this way. Remember, she made him dress up for work for a week.
And then he walks in the house and gets tackled like the office linebacker.
Right.
Because of his musk. Am I wrong, Kate?
You guys just hit it on the head.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's you and it.
Well, that's why it's the way it is.
Some things will never change.
Pretty soon I'm going to start talking like Luke Bryan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whatever Leslie wants, right?
Yep.
Why does your beard look so stupid today, Kate? Leslie wanted me to shave that way. All right. What's up with that haircut? She wanted me to get the Luke Bryan.
That's right.
What's up with the shirt? She wanted me to look like Brad Paisley.
Pretty soon I'll talk like Kermit the Frog, just like Luke Bryan.
There you go.
Paisley's not a big man.
You guys don't even know who he is.
He joined us on the field at Dodger Stadium.
He stood right next to the broadcast on opening day.
I said, that's Paisley. I interviewed him at a West Virginia game, dumbass.
No, for like 5 minutes. You whispered at me during the segment, that guy looks so familiar. Wherever I've seen that guy from.
All right. Well, we're in the moment.
Hey. Brad Paisley.
How stupid do you feel now? You didn't know who was. You didn't know, man.
Idiot.
And I interviewed him.
You had to get confirmation, man.
I interviewed him live.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what's up with the dude in the jeans and the jean jacket when it's 100 degrees out here on the field?
It's Paisley.
It's Paisley. It's a country music star.
Shouldn't there be a decapitated horse's head in your office for the solving of the horse death case? That is true. The other day we were talking about all the cases that we've solved here in the Petros and Money Show. Like, Matt found our door in a closet or
a storage area. In a storage room, yeah.
And we have it. We have our gong from Gongs Unlimited. We have the chair, Fred's chair. There's a lot of cases that we've solved over the years, and it's not a bad idea. I don't think we need a horse's decapitated head.
No.
But I think we used to have a horse mask, but now everybody has those.
It is funny how quickly they took off. I believe, was that procured
after from, I'm a Horse Monday?
Was that procured from KFI, or was that
listener sent?
Listener sent in.
Horse death case.
I just remember you.
I have solved the horse death case, though.
Which is?
Horses die all the time.
I think two and, more at Los Al.
Yeah, they just started counting at Santa Anita, and people freaked out. But I think the reality is, and I hate to say it, but if you're into the sport of kings, you just kind of wear it. And I think it's been that way for hundreds of years, that in a horse race, your horse might die. And they don't fix the horse's ACL. Just put it like that.
Is that because it's just, what, too expensive?
The bullet is cheaper. they do perform. Like
there is a surgery that
is
performed.
What the horse says to you is like, so you're going to get a doctor, right? And you go, yeah, a specialist.
Terrible.
But we solved it here, though.
What's the name of Horse Heaven? Rainbow's Edge or Rainbow Gate?
That was your problem with a yeah. Barbaro or something.
Guys, I got a call. It's Rainbow's Gate. They are pissed.
Oh, you really pissed off the horse.
They are pissed.
All I'm saying, though, is we did solve that case. Oh, no! No!
Is this per Cates or is this per Colin?
We're just carrying the theme of the segment through. Yeah, we're threading it like a needle.
Yeah.
Like when they sew up a horse after it's shot to figure out how it died.
Now, this one's BS.
Because we did shaft is what it is.
Your urethra?
Yes.
We still don't have a definitive answer from the super sleuth as to whether Springsteen and the E Street Band really did play that song off the cuff, or if they're dirty, lying liars that lie. I think we do have a completely...
Yeah, we absolutely do. They're dirty liars that lie.
But we should
get... That is apparent.
...some kind of Springsteen paraphernalia in here as a solved case... artifact. Like we have the gong, the door, the chair. We need a head, horse head.
Well, you purchased a concert t-shirt when you were at Staples Center or at the sports arena, right? With Ronnie and David Vassay when Ronnie left you standing there.
I purchased t-shirts for everybody else. And I don't think I could reconcile wearing a Springsteen t-shirt around.
Unless it was Tunnel of Love Tour. Then you could wear that around.
You're right.
This might be one of the worst songs we've ever played as a bump.
Turn this off now.
This might be one of the worst songs we've ever played as a bump song.
Turn it off.
I'm going to break.
I'm not going to break to this. I'll stay on and scream and have a tantrum like my children.
Come on. DJ Colin, mix something else in.
Mix it in. Don't do this.
I don't give a damn if it's Miley Cyrus Party in the USA. We're not doing one margarita, two margarita.
One of those mix on forward, man. It's all forward.
There we go.
Oh, this is great.
Popcorn.
Yeah, huh?
It does.
You know what it's not, Cates? One margarita, two margaritas.
It's not good, I know that.
Look upon me.
I thought this was the cartoon theme. Look upon me.
This guy's the Luke Bryan of Jamaica.
He's from Trinidad, okay?
Actually, he's been working with a guy from Trinidad named Prince Swanee.
Yes.
Popcorn is from Kingston, Gangster City.
We have your word number song of the day. Also still have James Worthy to come. He'll be up in our 4 o'clock hour. Top story of the day. Big breaking news. I would assume will be addressed in the world of collegiate conferences. We're going to 5:30. UCLA's gonna play basketball.